doing business. Even though the express trust is technically not a business trust within the established meaning of the term, this in no way prevents or inhibits the trust from engaging in all manner of business the trustee is permitted to under declaration, and it need only obtain the franchise of a business license if it anticipates doing express business in the above-described jurisdiction. The trust may operate a business, acquire a business, sell or otherwise dispose of its business, or even contract under the limited liability system and become a taxable entity. The choice is yours. The only thing which may bar the trust from conducting a particular kind of business in any certain jurisdiction is the public policy of that jurisdiction, regarding which, it has been admitted, most states have not passed upon the subject directly. Regardless of the nature of the business, there is a due notice rule which confers a duty upon the trustee under equity. The rule consists of two parts. The first is that he should sufficiently distinguish and represent the nature of the trust to the party with whom he is doing business. It is of the utmost importance, in the forming of business contracts, that full disclosure be made on all letterheads, business cards, checks, bills and order blanks, papers, etc. so as to prevent any claims of lack of disclosure from arising in the future. But prudence dictates that a trustee must not disclose every fact regarding the trust, its declaration, and its affairs. The first part of the due notice requirement can be sufficiently accomplished simply by employing the designations irrevocable express trust organization, express trust organization, or organized under declaration of trust, beneath or next to the trust's name. It must not be excessively revealing about the trust. The trustee has a duty to protect the privacy of the trust, but it also must not be misleading. The trustee has a duty to not compromise the integrity of the trust. He is in no way prohibited from exercising the utmost shrewdness. The second part is that he should stipulate in plain and certain language, in all written contracts and obligations, that the trust only is liable for its obligations and that neither the trustee nor interest holders are to be held to any personal liability in the contract. He may also wish to cite the provision of the trust which so limits his and/or the interest holder's liability, but this is often unnecessary. And the trustee should always designate his title either under or immediately next to his name and signature. The trustee should obtain a mailing address for the trust, and though he is the principal and holder of the trust property, it is generally prudent to refrain from mixing the trust's affairs with his own. He should also obtain all separate business necessities, telephone service, utilities, etc., for the trust. Logic follows that he should do these things regardless of whether he is operating trust business or not. He should, for all intents and purposes, maintain a strict separation of the trust's identity from his own.